It's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. This week's program, a subject of, I'm sure, at least some interest to all of you and certainly to us. KBIA getting ready to make some pretty big changes for this station and to introduce a new radio station at 90.5 FM. KBIA acquiring the station that has been owned by Stevens College. And here to tell us all about that, we're going to go straight to the boss, the general manager of KBIA and the general manager of the new Classical 90.5 FM. Mike Dunn joins us. And Mike, first of all, thanks for being here tonight. And let's just get right at it, because this is the question I know everybody is asking about. It's a question I get asked 20 times a week, and I'm sure you do as well. Talk about the time frame and when all of this is going to start happening, because I understand it's very soon.
All signs point to the transition occurring sometime this week.
Okay, fantastic. So, and as I understand it, sign on for 90.5 first, and then a day or two later, the changes here for 91.3.
That's what we anticipate, yes.
Okay, terrific. We'll talk more in depth about the changes moving classical music to 90.5, which will be all classical, and then adding a lot more news programming to KBIA in more detail in a bit. But first of all, just kind of talk about why this is happening, because I know it's something that KBIA has been trying to do for a very long time. Why is it good to have the two stations instead of just the one?
Well, there are several reasons. One of those is an academic reason. And that's one of the reasons that the University of Missouri thought this would be a good idea. And that is that our students who are in our lab at the School of Journalism will get a more realistic picture of how a newsroom should operate by being able to produce stories and put them on the air during that 9-to-3 period right now when they're not able to. And so, of course, if a student's working on a story at 10:30 in the morning and can turn it around and get it on the air, the ideal thing would be to put it on when it's done instead of waiting until 3 o'clock.
Right. And from a listener standpoint, there's also benefit as well, because if something really big happens, you don't have to wait until 3 o'clock to hear about it.
That's right. Of course, the other reason is all of our research indicates that the majority of our classical music listeners are not really listening that much to our news, and the majority of the news listeners are not really listening that much to the classical. So this split should make both of them happier. Granted, the new station will be heard in Boone County, so it will really make listeners in Boone County happy to be able to have classical music 24 hours a day. If you live outside Boone County, we are simulcasting the classical music on our HD2 channel. In fact, we've been simulcasting on that now for a couple of weeks. So that's a way to be able to continue to hear classical music 24 hours a day. Or you can listen to it on the internet, because we're also streaming it. You can also get an internet radio.
Okay. So different opportunities for people to hear the new classical 90.5. And we're going to talk quite a bit about that station with Trevor Harris, who's going to be hosting and programming the music on the new station. But let's talk a little bit about what's coming on to KBIA as we add a lot more news programming. And really the two biggies, these are programs that have been heard for a while on KBIA2, and really outstanding programs, On Point and Here and Now. And just talk about the specific reasons why you felt like that was the best choice for the station.
Well, both of those are produced by NPR. They come out of Boston, and we've been listening to them for a while. A lot of stations around the country air those shows. They're really good news magazines, good call-in shows, and we think they're just top-notch journalism programs and will fit in nicely with our current schedule.
Now, you mentioned the fact that they are call-in shows. These are going to be run live on KBIA, so people can actually call in and participate in the conversation, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Mike Dunn with us. He's the general manager of KBIA and the new Classical 90.5. As he's been telling us, it looks like sometime just in the next few days will be the sign-on of the new Classical 90.5 and some big changes for KBIA coming in just the next day or two once that happens. So watch this space. Keep listening to KBIA for some really exciting big changes coming up. We talked about On Point and Here and Now. a lot of the rest of the programming during the daytime, at least on KBIA, is going to come from the BBC. And talk a little bit about that decision and what that's going to add for us.
Well, there's probably no news organization in the world that is better known than the BBC. They're known for the quality of the broadcasting that they provide. They certainly fit in well with our choices, again, in that they really focus on international journalism. We think listeners will be interested in having an international perspective. So that the BBC broadcast will be on from 11 to noon each weekday and then from 2 to 3 each weekday. And if you're listening at night, then the BBC will be heard each evening, weekdays from 8 in the evening until 4 the next morning when Morning Edition starts back up again.
We are going to talk about some of the other changes that are coming to KBIA to 91.3. We're going to be joined now by Kyle Felling. He's the program director of KBIA, in addition to General Manager Mike Dunn with us here on Thinking Out Loud. Kyle, we've been talking about some of the daytime programming on point here and now being added in and some of the things from the BBC. But some of the other changes that are coming with 91.3 FM specifically come in the evening, and that's 7 o'clock start time. There's some really interesting things that are going to happen on the evening and some new stuff for KBIA.
Right. We're adding another airing of Radio Lab, which has been a popular show on the weekends, to give some other listeners a chance to hear that. Also adding Backstory from the American History Guys, which is a popular podcast. A show called With Good Reason from the same people who produce Backstory. And I think a lot of sort of interesting things for people to pick up on in their evenings.
I know a lot of people that listen to public radio also watch public television. Rick Steves is coming to KBIA.
Excited about that as well. Everything that Rick does that makes him an important part of the PBS community, he brings to the radio version of his show, which is, just more of the same from him. It's fantastic.
Kai, we mentioned Radio Lab, and I think for people who enjoy the programs on the weekend, probably the big news is there's not a lot of news. The programming that you've heard on KBIA all along pretty much staying intact there, right?
Right, with a couple of exceptions. Bob Edwards has ended production on his program after a number of years, and we've been able to add some interesting stuff in now that Bob's decided to step away from the microphone after all these years. And one of those is on Sunday afternoons, adding After a Prairie Home Companion, another airing of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is one of the most popular programs on public radio and certainly popular with our listeners. So we'll have that coming out of Prairie Home Companion on Sundays. And following that with Ask Me Another, which is a relatively new production out of NPR, kind of taking a lighthearted approach to the folks they talk to and just trying to have some fun with an hour on the weekend.
Sort of the same type of thing where it's a program for NPR news listeners, but with a sense of humor as well.
Yeah.
So that's gonna work out nicely. But the old standbys and the programs that people enjoy on the weekend, including Radio Lab, which I hear from a lot of people just over the last year or two, really starting to pick up more buzz on that one. A lot of people are going to be excited about that. As Mike mentioned earlier, all of this happening probably within the next week or so. We're expecting to sign on the new classical 90.5 any day now, and then just a day or two later, we'll make the changes here at KBIA, and you can find out a lot more information about all of what we're talking about on the website, kbia.org. And Mike, and I suppose we can talk with Kyle as well about this, but just talk about when the decision's been made, everything's in place, to get this new radio station and the devotion that's going to be there still to classical music. Why is it still important for KBIA and the new station to still offer classical music programming?
Well, I think it's still an important part of our culture. It's music that has stood the test of time, as they say. And I think if your university station doesn't provide that, then who else is going to do it?
Mike Dunn and Kyle Felling with us, the General Manager and Program Director of KBIA. It's Thinking Out Loud. I'm Darren Helwedge. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the financing of all of this. Obtaining a new radio station, obviously a lot of cost with that, and like a lot of what KBIA does, we're going to be asking listeners to help out with that, right?
Exactly. We have financed everything thus far out of reserve funds that we have, but obviously that's not something that we can continue to do. So we will be looking to listeners to fund both stations, hopefully to a greater extent, even to the extent that we have already scheduled a pledge drive for the new classical station, which will be December 1st through the 5th.
And we've got pledge drive coming up for us very soon, don't we, Kyle?
Indeed we do.
Just in a week or two. So one other thing, Mike, I wanted to mention, I know that there are going to be a few people who are listeners of KWWC and have been listening to 90.5. It's my understanding that Stevens is going to continue to make that programming and that opportunity for their students available online, right?
That's our understanding. They are retaining those call letters. And when we make this transition, there will be new call letters, which will be KMUC or MU Classical.
And then finally, Kyle, and we're going to talk a lot more with Trevor specifically about this, but in talking with the classical station, one of the things that's going to be interesting is you're putting Trevor and myself kind of head-to-head. He's going to be hosting classical music in the morning on 90.5, right?
Right. We'll have a live show in the mornings that hopefully can be an important part of people's day as they get up and get out of the house, and be a source of calm as they're driving to work for folks who are, for folks who rely on classical music to be that kind of centering influence in their day. Hopefully that show will be an important start to their day every day.
It's going to be the station that's always brought you NPR news and classical music, just doing a whole lot more of both.
Yeah, it's exciting that we can, where I think a lot of stations have pulled away from classical music and just taken it off of their airwaves, we're in a position to kind of buck that and double down on it and really expand what we're doing in terms of classical music. And that's really exciting.
It's going to be a lot of good changes going on for KBIA. Again, listen for the new 90.5 just in the next few days. And then the changes that we've been telling you about coming to KBIA a day or two after that. And again, you can find out a lot more at kbia.org. We'll be seeing a lot of each other, gentlemen, over the next couple of weeks with pledge drives coming up. But thank you a lot for coming in. Again, Kyle Filling, Program Director of KBIA, and Mike Dunn, the General Manager of both KBIA and the new Classical 90.5.
Thanks, Darren.